What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Or maybe thou hast gone and done downloadest us at podcast. Fuck myself.
Download me at podcast.
I tried to do bad Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
And now I fucked up.
Lots of people do bad Shakespeare. It's all right.
Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, crabdiving.com.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle.
Man, Mitch McConnell's ruined turtles.
Oh, I know, kind of. Really. You know, there's a lot more to that song.
There's a minute and 44 seconds of that song, yeah. But
I love that song.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I was just singing it. Bestiality, it's no good when you've got wood. Okay, we can do the show now.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Or whatever, send us a carrier pigeon.
Yes.
I don't know where you want to send it to, but...
Are they extinct?
I meant a messenger, kind of a...
A pigeon.
The passenger pigeon is the one that I think you're thinking of.
Is extinct.
Is the extinct pigeon.
Yes. Mike Tyson's pigeons were the...
Those are the like flying rat types,
right?
That
right.
We see that.
Yeah, but his
that
are,
but
pigeons,
he trains them to home.
Yeah, yeah.
And race and shit.
Homing pigeons. Okay.
So maybe a slight. I don't mean flying rats.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I've always thought those are pretty birds.
I mean, they're one of God's creatures.
I mean, they shit all over everything.
Ooh, yes.
In like downtown Chicago and stuff.
Right.
But, you know.
Does Mike Tyson still have his birds?
I don't know if he's still vibing on the bird thing, but he might be.
Siri, does Mike Tyson still own pigeons? I'm just kidding.
Join us. Did she answer? Mm-hmm. Join us on the social medias, like we said. And thanks for hanging in there. We're going to be here for the next couple hours talking about some Trumpian bullshit.
Yes.
And Republican bullshit and evangelical bullshit.
Ooh, wee wee.
And crooked cop bullshit. Etc. Etc. Let's have a good time. Have a good time, everybody. Have a good time. Sorry about your hurricane. Here you go. Have a good time. Enjoy. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Is that your boat? Your boat. Oh, I love that children's book.
I know Stephen Colbert read it. I'm not sure if his show did it. I know they were involved in
an animated version.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, he did it. I mean, Trump wrote it. They're his
words. Oh, it is. They are Trump's words, exactly.
It's his
but
text.
The animation and the cartoon is really funny.
God.
It was when Trump went to North Carolina after the hurricane.
Yes.
Was it? And
right.
Somebody,
to help.
Yeah, and somebody found he went to a house where the homeowner, there was a giant boat in the back that had been flung from parts unknown into the person's yard, and Trump the opening of this book, this children's book, is this your boat? Whose boat is this?
You know, I love that. I thought it was genius. And I have a challenge for you. Tell me one disaster area in America that Trump visited that didn't result in a slew of memes being created based on something stupid he said.
Well, any...
I can't think of one.
Spoken in public. Let's try to find when memes aren't created. thanks for joining us, and thanks for those that continue to buy shit through our Amazon port. I mean, wonderful quality products from our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Every time you go to buy shit, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. You just help us out here.
That's right. We get paid, baby.
We can launch into your headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 23rd, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee-wee, the Lord.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, you studied military. It sounds like the same guy that says, go on.
Yeah.
Or please continue.
Why did that guy feel like he needed to chime in and say that?
Well, it's probably his show.
Oh, okay.
And Louis, a guest upon.
God, dude. You're letting Louis Gohmert just run that show, dude. Don't you think?
Louis may not win every time, but he's usually in the top three of when voted dumbest member of Congress. Oh, yeah. Louis's a perennial favorite, front runner.
Well, who beats him?
Steve King occasionally.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann, but she's gone now.
But Jesus Christ, dude, he spoke on the floor of the House so he could have barbecue near his office.
That Louisiana dentist who says because he's a dentist, he's an expert in body language.
Yes, that guy.
That guy. He said a few stupid things. He's been up there.
What a dickhead.
Over to the commie pinko liberal of Post.
Oh, yes.
I saw this earlier. This is actually... A really long expose. It says Parkland is tearing itself apart. It's a really long piece about how post horrific gun tragedy that it's you know it seems to be dividing the community of Parkland just like our whole fucking country is divided.
God, you know it's amazing to me because. What happened was so horrific. What are they divided on? Guns?
Well, it says here, though, a search for answers, a search for blame in grieving Parkland. There's a fight ripping through the community, ripping the community apart. Has nothing to do with gun control. So I guess they're trying to see what happened, what they can do to prevent that kind of thing. It's a really, really, really long, keep reading, keep scrolling kind of...
But they won't have any gun control there, though, right? Because it's Florida. Florida, so
but
that's...
We did pass some shit in here in Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it?
The Parkland kids were instrumental in getting some shit passed here.
Oh, that's good.
It says a year after... I skipped to the last paragraph, you know, just to see if there's a summary.
Right.
It says, a year after the shooting, not all shared such an optimistic view. Parents who'd become close in the immediate aftermath of the shooting had become estranged over political differences. The country seemed more polarized than ever. At that final town hall, Fred Gutenberg took stock of the situation with a muted, weary anger. My daughter is dead, and this community is coming apart. So,
damn.
And let's blame...
The NRA?
I'd like to blame the Republicans and the conservatives for fueling
of course
the differences.
Yeah. There's not, you know, there's nothing.
And the Republicans for representing the NRA instead of the people and what the people in every fucking poll want.
I know I'm an angry leftist, but the Republican Party just doesn't represent a viable side.
Not unless you're a rich old white guy. Right.
You know?
They represent a really rich side.
If you want reasonable gun control, there's nothing for you there. You know, if you want to do something about the environment, there is nothing for you there.
Right.
Not one fucking thing. And if you want to do something about Russia's dick and our fucking elections, there's nothing for you there either, right? I mean,
yeah. Or if you think the president should be held accountable if he's a Republican, because they wanted to impeach Obama for that tan suit. So to say that they wouldn't do this on one sentence from the Mueller report, they wouldn't have needed anything.
I mean, Hillary, by now, you would hear people in the House talking about impeachment. I guarantee you.
Oh, dear God.
Yes.
Long time ago. Yeah.
There's nothing.
There'd still be Benghazi hearings. And
I'm
not kidding you.
Right.
Lindsey wants to go back and Lindsey wants to relitigate Hillary's emails.
Good God, Lindsey.
He wants to do it again. Doesn't think he didn't like the outcome the first time that they couldn't charge her with a crime. He's not happy enough with that. He wants to go back and do it again until he gets the answer he lacks.
I don't understand what they think happened. What do they think happened?
They tell the dummies, basically. The dummies believe that she gave a big old finger to the... she intentionally had a server so she could hide all of her shenanigans and keep it from the American people and continue her grifting and stealing and corruption. And then when she was called out on it, she went and destroyed 33,000 emails before the FBI could read them.
That's not even anything. That she's just hiding things she did in her email? What things?
Well, and they looked into it and Comey fucked up. And said,
yes.
And came out and said, well, you know, we're not recommending any charges. That was his first mistake. That should have come from the Justice Department.
Yeah.
Because the FBI tells the Justice Department their findings and recommendation, and then they would announce it. But for some reason, Comey decided he was going to put on that theater the first time.
Thank you. Thanks, Comey.
Because he had fucked up. He then felt somehow it would make it better. I don't know if he then came out and said, oh, by the way, we found these Wiener emails about 2 weeks before the election.
I mean, Hillary must fucking hate him, dude.
Oh, my God. Her book mentions him a couple of times.
I would hate the shit out of him.
In unfavorable light. Yeah.
Yes. I can't imagine being in politics because there must be a list of people you hate. Like a mile fucking long, you know? How do you live with that anger?
Although you're going to disagree with her here, Hillary Clinton agrees with Pelosi on impeaching Trump, it says.
Well, you know.
She agrees with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in her reluctance to call for impeachment of Trump. The former Secretary of State said... excuse me.
You're right. Nobody dies.
I think what Nancy means, I've been yelling at squirrels all day.
Oh, my God. I know.
I think what Nancy means, and I agree with what she means, is that it shouldn't be a preordained conclusion, she says.
Then what are you supposed to do with all that fucking information?
It shouldn't be what you do for partisan political purposes, almost outside of the framework of the Constitution. Well, it's not. Political purposes is not impeaching him at this point. Because then you're saying we're fucking scared that the droolers are going to be upset that we're impeaching their president.
I mean, you know, for once, it sounds like the Democrats are going to do something and it's not going to be out of fucking fear. They are going to try to impeach this person.
Yes.
And it might not end great. But what else are you fucking supposed
to
do?
But you have to.
What do you do?
At this point, you have to. You can't let a crook like Trump and his criminal regime, and we're looking at you fucking Republican leadership, Vichy Republicans at best, they've got to be held accountable for this kind of bullshit.
And the thing is, let's say the Democrats didn't win the House. This wouldn't be a possibility, would it?
No way. We'd be, no.
So you can say the Republicans are sort of abdicating their responsibility, right?
Well, they did.
They did, right?
The whole first 2 years, because they should have been looking into this shit. And when they tried to have those hearings,
yes,
we know Devin Nunes just was raking his tongue off around Trumpian nipples.
Ooh, yes. How is Devin's cow?
Still on Twitter. I don't believe it's been kicked off Twitter. Ridiculous lawsuits. So there you go. The former Secretary of State Clinton says she agrees with Pelosi. But, you know, more and more when I look into it, there wasn't that much. There didn't seem to be that much real consequences for the Republicans in impeaching Clinton.
Right.
Newt suffered consequences, but, you know, he's corrupt as fuck.
I mean, he is a consequence.
But I think Joy Reid was saying this, that the Republicans only lost like 5 or 6 seats in the House or something. There wasn't some giant outcry from the country that, oh, we hate you Republicans because you unfairly impeached Clinton.
Yeah.
That just didn't seem to be the case. And then what happened in 2000? Well, we lost.
Right.
So where's this big wave that the Republicans were being punished for impeaching Clinton? I'm still trying to see that evidence.
And think about the reason for not impeaching him is because it will turn him into a martyr and you won't be able to beat him in 2020. Is that the reason?
Well, that's the same thing. Yeah. It's that us the evidence that Clinton was a martyr. That's their argument, that it turned Clinton into a martyr and that the independents were like, oh, you shouldn't be impeaching him. What a waste of time.
That's crazy.
But I mean, if an independent hasn't made up their mind about Trump by this point,
then
I just really don't know what more is it going to take. Is it have him strangle puppies on TV? I mean, what do you need? What do you need to prove that this man should not be president?
Right. I mean, at some point, you kind of just have to say, read the news, dickhead.
Yeah.
Just read the fucking news. Maybe watch CNN, you fuckface. Make a tiny effort to be informed. Just a little bit. I don't give a fuck if you're sick over it. If
and
you're
informed sick on a different channel than
Fox?
Fox.
Come on,
or
whatever, man.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the Drudge is dredging up right now. The headline there says, it's a picture of Mayor Pete Buttigieg from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Right.
Last night they had 5 town halls, one after t'other.
Yes.
On CNN.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Amy, let me see if I can remember them off the top of my head.
Right.
Amy Klobuchar.
Bam.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg.
Right.
And, you know, I watched parts of some of them and things like that. And God, Elizabeth Warren just says all the right shit.
Right.
I mean, I believe her 100%. I believe her motivations. I feel her outrage and I agree with her outrage. I think she says, I like them all. I have different. I mean, Amy Klobuchar is a little more of the,
she's a moderate.
I mean,
right?
I guess if you want to call it that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Or more of a slow roller, let's say.
Right.
She's trying to come at it from the practical, you know, well, I would love to see universal health care tomorrow and free tuition for everyone, but it's not going to happen. But let's do what we can to shore up Obamacare, to get a public option, blah, blah, blah. So she's saying things like that.
Got it. You know what? Do you want to hear from our progressives what we can't do? I don't want to hear what we can't do.
Well, and that's why I think Pete Buttigieg is doing so well, because he has kind of the same demeanor as Klobuchar the Midwestern, yeah. Quiet, nice,
right?
Smart as hell. They're both, you know, really articulate and yes. really, well.
Well, I mean, Pete speaks like five fucking languages, right?
Right, and he, but I think he espouses more of the aspirational liberal policies,
right?
Like, we like them. Yes. and like we want to hear.
Yes. What's the use of speaking five languages if you're going to live in Indiana?
Well, he did.
I mean, I don't mean to be an asshole.
He was in Europe for a while. He was in Afghanistan or Iraq or one of the, I forget which one.
I lived in Europe for a while. Now I live in South Bend.
Well, he's mayor of South Bend.
Oh, shit.
That's where he's from. Came home and tried to make his hometown better.
I mean, where would you rather live? South Bend, Indiana, or Amsterdam, you know?
Well,
yeah.
Amsterdam, Netherlands? You mean, or like Amsterdam, Georgia?
Amsterdam, Texas, boy! Rome, Georgia!
So, I don't know. Of the clips I saw, and it seems like many of the reviews are in, and Elizabeth Warren, high praise, and Pete Buttigieg, high praise.
Elizabeth Warren has done her homework, right?
And not low praise for any of the others.
Yeah.
Bernie was good.
Right.
Bernie was Bernie.
Yes.
And actually, it's interesting. There, I thought a pundit that I saw yesterday on telly had a point that Bernie, here's what's good about Bernie. He's been consistent for like the past 30 years. And you're going to hear out of Bernie's mouth exactly every talking point that he's had for the past 30 years or so. And she was wondering if now the younger generation that is saying it differently or just saying it in their own way, if Bernie might have burned out. But,
but
he's doing well in the polls.
Right.
Who the hell knows? We'll
see. People fucking love Bernie. People love Bernie so much that when he won when he lost the nomination to Hillary, some of his supporters didn't come out and vote.
Yeah, I 12 to 15%, I heard. Or voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah.
So on the TV the other day, one guy said that 50, I think it was 12 to 15% of, or maybe it was 10 to 12. 12 was one of the numbers. Let's say 12%-ish that voted for Bernie and then flipped and voted Trump, which...
Jesus fucking Christ. That means you're dumb as shit.
Inexplicable to me.
I mean, isn't Bernie their god? Is it Bernie
but
their
I
god?
I think those are the people who are less informed.
Yes.
And who want it shaken up.
Yeah.
And they like the populist message of Bernie, and they like the simple populist message of Trump.
But,
and they bought into all the Russian disinformation. Stoked a little bit by Bernie people.
Yes.
Throughout the primary and stuff.
Right.
And then big time afterwards.
But Bernie told them to vote for Hillary.
He did. He hesitated for a few minutes, but he did.
Did he say go vote for Trump?
He did not. He went around the country stumping for Hillary eventually.
Then what happened? I honestly, I'm at a loss. I can understand why maybe they feel like, oh, my guy didn't win. I'm not going to vote. Okay, whatever, dickhead. But to go out and vote for Donald.
Yeah, that's, I mean, again, inexplicable to me. But
I mean, ask yourself, dickheads, would Bernie
claim to be a progressive?
Oh, yeah.
Ask yourself, dickheads.
Well, would Bernie have passed that tax bill? No. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it the fuck out. It doesn't make any fucking
sense. Not sure kids
sense.
Would be in cages either. Or And we've said it many times. Yes, the DNC put the thumb on the scale for Hillary. Yes, untoward, nasty, scumbaggy, not illegal in the tiniest bit, the way our laws work. Let's fix that. Let's get rid of this fucking two-party system. Holy shit, why do we have two parties?
But the hypocrisy of this is what went on with the DNC, if that turns you off to Hillary, none of the shit Trump did turns you off to Trump. Nothing that went on. Not one fucking thing.
Right. And then
idiotic.
Well, and ignore all the policy and all the horrific things that he was espousing. I mean, when his announcement, he wants a wall called Mexican Rapists and called for a complete ban on Muslims coming into the country until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah. I was reading something that was real doom and gloom today. I forget where the fuck it was, in Splinter or some shit. They were talking about like some of the shit he's doing, like Pompeo and like Jared, all those guys are doing in the Middle East. How do you undo that? Done, I mean, if they declared the Iranian National Guard, whatever the fuck that is a terrorist organization, they've torn up the nuclear deal.
Well, and they're threatening sanctions on our friends who have decided to follow the Iran deal.
Yes. I mean,
and still deal with Iran in some aspect. And now the Trump administration is threatening our friends for having stayed in the deal that we made.
Yeah. Do you think Elizabeth Warren can fix that?
Maybe. I mean, but it's going to take a while.
Right.
I mean, one of his tweets, I mean, he was the part of the news today is that he was, what did I count? He was eight or 12 in, 12 tweets in by in a couple hour period this morning.
Is he on Adderall? Do you think he's on Adderall?
There's been that rumor.
Who sneaks it in for him? I remember we saw this somewhere. Was it Hope Hicks?
I don't remember.
Suitcases
it at all.
Okay.
Don't forget to tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yay!
You can also join us on our Facebook page.
Right.
Awesome, fun liberals.
Hell yeah, baby!
We like to bat the trolls around a little bit.
Oh, yes.
When they show up.
The morons. The mouth breathers.
The trolls don't last very long on our page, I think.
No.
I don't know.
They get ignored. Do you want to talk to a troll?
Partially, yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
No.
Sometimes they get engaged with.
Oh, yes.
For the most part, rightfully ignored.
Yes.
Those are... Oh, well, so the story from the Drudge Report is that rivals are scrambling to dig up dirt on Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, shit.
Caught on... This is from NBC News.
Right.
Caught off guard by his sudden surge, Pete Buttigieg's... Buttigieg's? I guess that's... rivals are scrambling to find vulnerabilities and lines of attack that could be used against him.
God damn it. So people are telling us that we can't sit here during the primary. You don't want to criticize any of the candidates. But now, if I'm understanding correctly, there are Democrats digging up shit on this guy. Stop it. Just stop it.
Situation is different than with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Democrats who have long been on the national scene and were widely expected to run. Potential rivals and GOP campaign groups have spent years hunting for dirt, known as Oppo research, that could be deployed against them. So, but
are reporters descending upon South Bend?
Well, it says Buttigieg was on nobody's radar.
Yeah.
A serious presidential contender until just a few weeks ago.
I mean, why would he be, man? He was the mayor of South Bend.
Now
that's
his
amazing.
Competitors are rushing to file a flood of Freedom of Information Act requests, collecting everything that he's ever said.
Oh, God.
Or posted on social media. They say they're pouring over budgets from South Bend, Indiana, where he has served as mayor.
Jesus.
For about 7
Christ.
Years now. So
right.
2 terms.
You know, it's funny. Does it seem like the Republicans do that when they nominate somebody to be in a cabinet? They don't really do that. They don't vet people.
No, but I'm sure they would be doing the same against each other in any primary.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we know they would be. They nearly went to Russia for it.
They'd get it from Russia.
Yes, or maybe they did.
So there you go. That's the story over at the Drudge Report. Interesting. They're really obsessed with Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, yes.
And AOC.
Right.
I don't remember seeing any headlines about Kirsten Gillibrand over
over
here at the Drudge Report.
Right, none.
Jared,
ooh,
in the news today, gave a long, slimy interview. Scumbag. Just a scumbag. Basically, it was some Time Magazine event or something. Time 100 Summit.
Ooh.
And the biggest takeaway was, well, you know, I mean, you know, the Russians and, you know, a couple of emails, you know, or the Russians and a couple of ads. At one point he said, we spent, you know, they spent $170,000. We spent that in an hour.
Now what's his fucking point?
Well, and that was one thousandth of everything the Russians did. Buying ads is one tiny part of it. What about the thousands and thousands of fake accounts, the literal news sites that were fake,
right,
meant to circle jerk each other and pass things around to build momentum and juice and hashtag popularity and stuff like that.
And also, didn't the Russians get data from the RNC on how to target those Facebook ads?
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, that's what went on. What are you looking in there?
Oh, it's an anchor. There's at the bottom of my the kombucha.
Yes,
that I'm drinking.
Right. Wow.
It's
you're a hipster.
I took a sip, and then right at the bottom of the is a top of an anchor, and that is like a cross. And I was like, "What is this? Some Jesus-y kombucha company?"
That is very hipster.
Kombucha. Yeah.
I'm just saying that it is. I don't know how you drink that.
Well,
man.
I didn't buy it. This was obtained as a gift.
It was obtained.
Fell off a truck out. No.
I got some hot kombucha. God, dude.
It's pretty strong too. Right. It's ginger.
What does it do for you?
And lemon.
What does it do for you?
Well, it's I guess it's supposed to make you poop or something. I don't know.
Great.
A bubbly probiotic. No.
This is gonna be a fun show.
It's just healthy. It's just healthy.
Right.
I like the taste of them too. But I like vinegary kind of stuff.
So. Right.
Buy your kombucha recipes at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right. Or whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking piece of.
Listen to some audiobooks on kombucha.
Oh, yes. God.
I'm sure there are some. Go to crabdiving.com/Audible and join Audible. Shit. You get, I think, a credit a month or something like that.
Why don't we have a kombucha podcast here? Why not? Surely that's...
What do we know about kombucha?
Every day, nothing. You got to find somebody that knows something about kombucha. Well, people love that shit.
Yeah. SCOBY and stuff.
What is that?
The big... hunk of bacteria that from which you use to ferment your kombucha or something like that.
Jesus fucking Christ. That's good. I mean, it's good for you. That's good. It just sounds, it's so gross. It's really fucking gross.
The fermentation process could call the rotting process. another definition.
Here's some rotting shit to drink.
It's spoilage.
It's good for you. Who decided that's good for you? Who fucking decided that?
Well, I don't know. It is.
Yeah.
I guess. What was I playing? Jared Kushner.
I heard part of this interview, and I'm looking forward to him solving the Middle East crisis or whatever, right?
God, yeah. You know, he listed like all the things that he's very proud of his portfolio and what he's worked on, all these accomplishments. I'm like, what? What?
What have you done?
In this Middle East peace plan, I saw another report today, is just a big gilded turd. It's literally just PR.
Yes.
It's going to say, hey, here's my peace plan. Fuck the Palestinians. Israel takes over. That's a win-win situation.
Oh, my God,
If the Palestinians would just agree to be subjugated and not allowed to be citizens, then, you know, fuck, and give up all their land. But they're just not cooperating.
Well, that's why they're just fucking the planet up. Because they're not giving the Palestinians an option, right? Mm-hmm. And what they want Iran to do for a new deal, Iran's not going to do that.
Well, yeah, they want Iran to, you know... completely subjugate itself and bend over and you know, we've talked about this
reveal
before.
Starfish.
We've talked about this before. We want no nukes on the planet.
Oh,
that would
be
fucking awesome. But on some kind of moral level, who the fuck are we to tell what country can and can't have them?
Right. I mean, we have them.
I mean, we don't, you know, they're like, well, it's a terrorist.
I mean, we have them.
Well, correct.
And we've used them.
We're the only ones.
Right. And we had a president who said during the election that he wouldn't take nukes off the table in Europe, whatever the shit that means.
Right. And there, you know, the argument is, well, you can't trust it. Well, we're to be trusted.
Yeah.
Why are we to be trusted? And Russia's to be trusted. And okay, we'll allow India to be trusted. And we'll allow the Chinese to be trusted, which, you know, we kind of don't. But on some level, I mean, I want all nukes to go away.
Right.
But again, who makes us the moral arbiter with the biggest giant pile of nukes on the planet?
Yeah, dude.
Who makes us, how do we gain moral high ground in saying you can't have any?
Jesus.
It's very strange to me.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But I mean, if you can negotiate with them and say, right, hey, we'll do this and, you know, try to work with you economically to maybe say, hey, if you avoid doing them, we'll do this.
But that's the problem with our fucking president, right? Because to me, it's enough to have a deal with Iran and not be at war with them. Like, there's no nuclear war with North Korea right now. That's good. Right. That should be what we want, is peace. I don't understand what he wants. Like, he wants, we want a better deal with NATO. What does that mean?
He thinks we're paying. Well, he doesn't like NATO because Putin doesn't like NATO.
Yeah.
What does Donald fucking Trump know of NATO?
Not one fucking thing.
Before the election, what the fuck did he care about NATO?
Or Russian sanctions.
Exactly.
He didn't know shit about that. He didn't care.
Thanks for tweeting, David. Yeah, he said we're stuck in a two-party system until we have a system of government that supports coalitions. That would be a parliamentary system like UK, Canada, France, and other grown-up countries. Yes, but we could also do changing the election system,
oh, okay,
and having guerrilla primaries and ranked voting.
Yes.
It would also naturally float lesser party, yeah, less popular parties.
Why don't we do that?
And kind of force a coalition type of a government.
Yes.
Through the election process. So, you know, you'd get
shit.
You might get some different third party third parties elected. You might get Greens.
Yes.
You know, and then you might get the T-loons.
Right.
And we could maybe marginalize those assholes.
Yes.
That's what happened, you know, like, but I don't know if this two-party system is, show me where it's in the Constitution.
I don't know.
It says we can only have two parties going.
And I don't know if our country is ready to change up its election process. How are you going to teach people that shit, dude?
Well, and especially not with Mitch the butt plug.
Oh, of course not.
In the Senate, who has already said that if any of if the Democrat, any of these socialists, and he's like, and you know, don't think it's just a few of them. He's scaring everybody,
fuck you,
telling them the socialism is pervasive in all the Democrats.
Well, what's so great about what you're doing anyway?
He says, as long as he's in charge, he's going to be the Grim Reaper for all that socialist stuff. So there you go, people.
Agree. He
don't
will be.
Change, if we don't change the fucking Senate also in 2020, it's going to be back to the same shit that happened under Obama.
Yes.
Where the stuff's going to try to get done, and Mitch is going to slow roll or refuse to bring up anything.
Right. He's going to be a little fucking asshole.
And then all of a sudden, all these judges that were confirmed is going to go back to rejected.
Right. I mean, God, look how he worked with Obama. I mean, didn't he say that? Didn't they admit, the Republicans, that their job with Obama was to obstruct, to say no?
Oh, yeah. Make sure he's a one-term president. That's our number one job.
What do you work with him, you fuck?
No, our number one job. There's a black guy in the White House, Ryan. We got to kick him out of there.
Do you know how everything with this country right now is racism? Every fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, a lot of it boils back to that. And in fact, that's an excellent segue.
Yes.
Last night, Liz Warren was asked by, I mean, even the way he asked it, he's a white gun nut.
Boo.
A young guy in college. He says, it looks like what you think he would. You've often been a vocal critic of police and the criminal justice system, both at the state and federal levels. as a Massachusetts voter and aspiring police officer.
Oh, my God.
Who has lived through, listen, he says, I've lived through countless tragedies. And then he goes on to list these cop killings, which I are horrific, but are these personal tragedies he's lived through?
Is this at a town hall?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And she kind of doesn't answer his question, but
yeah.
I don't give a shit because her answer is a good one.
Oh, cool.
To meet Jackson Dwyer. He's from Massachusetts. He's a senior at St. Anselm College. Jackson?
Hi, Jackson.
Jackson has a buzzed haircut.
Oh, God.
Blondish buzzed hair.
MAGA hat?
I'm sure when not on television right
somewhere.
Now. He is in a suit.
He's a senior at St. Anselm College. Jackson?
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, Senator. You have often been a vocal critic of police and the criminal justice system, both at the state and federal levels. Yeah.
As we all should be. We all should be vocal critics of everything.
But what are we learning about our cops? About our judicial system? It sucks.
He's not happy about it, though.
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, Senator. You have often been a vocal critic of police and the criminal justice system, both at the state and federal levels. Yeah. As Massachusetts voter and aspiring police officer who has lived through countless tragedies, including the recent murders of Sergeant Gannon of Yarmouth and Officer Michael Chesna of Weymouth, how can you assure me that you will support legislation that keeps law enforcement safe?
So that's a very good question.
How can you assure me you'll support legislation to keep law enforcement safe? Like what?
Well,
like what?
I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, those people died, right? But
horrific.
But in general, law enforcement is safe.
Aren't
they the ones in the tanks, in the vests, in the cars with the guns, armed to the fucking teeth?
And again, not even in the top 15 most dangerous jobs out there.
What
per capita? And what's, but this guy's obviously got an agenda. You hate cops. You hate police because you challenge them. What do you mean he can't beat the shit out of that black person? What do you mean he can't shoot that guy in the back who's running away? He felt threatened.
Listen, I bet you $5 he's racist. You going to take that?
No way.
Okay.
And which is interesting because listen to her response.
So that's a very good question. I appreciate your asking it. You know, I talk with a lot of people in different parts of the criminal justice system, people who are in law enforcement, people who are in the judicial system, people who are people when they're incarcerated in the various parts of it. And what all of them tell me is we've got a problem. Our criminal justice system is broken. And right at the heart of that problem is race.
Damn.
There you go.
Do you think that guy wants to hear that?
Oh, I don't think he's real happy with her answer.
And right at the heart of that problem is race. And we have to address this head on. So let me just give you some basic information about what's happening right now in our criminal justice system. Study after study after study shows us that African Americans compared with whites are more likely to be for exactly the same crimes. They're more likely to be arrested. They're more likely to be arraigned. They are more likely to be taken to trial.
See, and this kind of shit, you can't tell the racist because she said she had a very important qualifier in there for exactly the same crimes.
For exactly the same fucking crimes.
And all of these things are people of color are treated worse.
Yeah.
They are more likely to be taken to trial. They are more likely to be wrongfully convicted. And they are more likely to receive harsher sentences. That is a criminal justice system that is not only locking up too many people, it is a criminal justice system that has a problem of race right at the heart of it. And we need to call it out for what it is.
God, yes.
She didn't really answer his question, but he... she answered an important question about
wouldn't this keep them safe?
Well, right. And you mean stopping the police from being corrupt, right. A corrupt gang that moves into a community and beats the shit out of its citizens.
This might keep those
steals
police
from them and
out of jail.
Turns citizens right. into revenue generators.
Oh yeah,
by
dude.
Keeping them in the judicial system.
They're supposed to serve our fucking community.
Well, yeah, and now it's adversarial,
right?
From the hiring practices, you're pulling someone who was literally running around the streets of Fallujah. Who then comes here with no deprogramming, right. No counseling, and you put them on the streets of Chicago.
Yes.
And they think it's the same thing. They think that every house they're going into,
right.
They're ready to pull their trigger and kill the enemy. Right.
But
right,
this
right.
is their community.
And that's
though.
The problem. Right.
This is their fucking community.
Yes.
How
well,
many
no.
times?
They, I mean, they don't live in that.
Do you remember when we lived in LA and you never, and you know, you don't see cops walking around here either. Not once did we see cops walking a beat in our neighborhood in Los Angeles. No. And I got to tell you, that neighborhood could have used it. They're in their cars.
Yeah, how about roll your windows down and talk to people instead of sit there on the corner and behind your tents.
Yeah.
And just staring, watching.
Yeah, how much can I make off that guy?
How does that help the community when everyone's on pins and needles or, on eggshells?
Yes.
Because there's some cop sitting on the corner.
Right.
Oh, shit. It's just the paradigm from the roots all the way through the branches are
yes.
fucked up right now
right.
With how we do policing. And study after study, other countries where adults live, where we can look at how shit works, doesn't mean shit. Doesn't mean shit. Hey,
why not?
Here's evidence that, you know, we don't need to beat the shit out of everybody that we encounter. Here's evidence that our cops don't need to be armed in a lot of places.
Right.
And they
you know that would blow people's minds here.
Oh, God, yeah. And take away take away traffic shit from cops. Take it away.
Yeah, somebody else.
Take it away.
Right.
It's a civil infraction. Give it to some other non-armed force that can give tickets.
But
stop people and give tickets or something like that. But when you've got cops that are rolling up on people with taser on one side, gun on the other.
Yes.
And their hand goes to either as they're just stopping someone for speeding or running a fucking stop sign.
Right.
It's bullshit.
Is garbage.
Regular citizens just being strong-armed for no reason.
God, that question that guy asked, I mean, it's just so... What planet is he on?
Does he not watch the fucking news? How can
you
reassure me? I would have asked him, well, what kind of legislation are you talking about?
How do we...
What are you talking about? Make sure that you can bring back stop and frisk? Is that what you want? You want to be able to... Just grab black
Absolutely.
People and turn them upside down, shake them and see what falls out?
Oh, dude, of course this guy would want a profile.
Well, right. But, I mean, put him on the spot. What do you mean by that? You know, this...
Yeah,
that's a really good question. Fuck that. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of legislation? Of course I want to keep the police safe, but I also...
Yeah.
We need to keep our citizens safe from the police.
Right. I mean, I guess on some level, Elizabeth Warren, I want her to say that too, but like... I mean, you know, this kid isn't going to beat Elizabeth Warren in a debate about anything.
But what it represents.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good question.
Right.
It's actually an insane question. It's an how do you keep cops safe?
What legislation are you going to support to keep cops safe? After he prefaced it by saying, you know, you're awfully critical of police at the state and local level. Well.
Yeah, dude.
Why wouldn't you be? Shouldn't you be critical?
Right. Oh, yeah. Should you just agree with everything?
Shouldn't you be critical of everything? We should be critical of all of it.
Right.
Of all of our public servants.
Why aren't they? They're not public servants still right now.
But I mean, in theory, they should be, which is why we should have the right to be critical of them. So there you go. Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
And,
damn.
Goes... Turns into racial justice.
Right.
I like everything she says.
Absolutely.
So far, liking it all.
Yes.
Also like Mayor Pete. Also like, I like them all.
But like.
Different. I mean, if I'm going to rank them right now, I would probably Lurline Bernie-ish or Elizabeth Warren-ish.
Right.
Probably Elizabeth Warren.
She's getting all this shit written out, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not saying her what she believes in is that far off from Beto, but what is...
seeing them as a combined ticket, a lot of people are wishing for...
Warren Beto?
No, Bernie Warren.
Oh, okay. Yeah, listen, I'll vote for that.
I'll vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is.
Did you see that Pinky and the Brain announced?
I didn't.
That story's going up tomorrow morning on crabdiving.com/Facebook.
What are we
going
to do tonight, Brain?
Take over the world.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
There's an actual Pinky and the Brain story going up?
Right, yeah. It's satire.
Oh, I see.
Unless it's real.
Is it Mark Santire?
No, you know what? It's fucking not.
This is kind of funny because sometimes
it's not
on our page. People don't really. I think people have a tendency to just read the headline and then comment, and they don't read our notes on it, which always includes the hashtag satire or in big capital letters. Sometimes Ryan puts, "This is satire."
Yeah, The headline is Pinky Brain announced 2020 run. I'm not adding the satire hashtag. If you believe that, oh my God, then believe it, you fucking morons. It's a cartoon, right? I don't have to hashtag that satire.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's real.
Pinky and the Brain is an old cartoon, kids.
Yeah. Do you think Elizabeth Warren would have realized that U.S. Virgin Islands were part of our country or Puerto Rico?
Who?
Elizabeth Warren.
I believe she probably knows that they're...
Okay.
They're probably one of our...
One of ours. Yes.
Yes. They're Americans.
Right. Is this your boat? Fuck you.
Is this your boat?
God.
Let me see. Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brian, but where are we going to find a duck and a hose at this hour?
Oh, that's funny.
I used to be into Pinky and the Brain, if you can't
tell.
Yeah,
yeah. That shit's good.
I'm just skimming them. Anyway, there's a gazillion. Right. Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Yes.
Pinky.
Right. Why don't they bring that show back as a musical?
Well, sure.
Why not?
It'd be fun.
Live action.
Also in the news today, everybody.
Ooh.
A little bit of this one.
Yes.
I guess making the big time a little bit.
Okay.
Usually, he's Right Wing Watch is a popular site, kind of.
Right.
But frequently, many of the denizens on Right Wing Watch don't make it much further than Right Wing Watch as far as being headlines and stuff.
Yes.
But we do play frequent clips from this guy.
Oh, shit.
Usually lurks on Right Wing Watch, but now over at the Raw Story, he's made one of the bigger sites.
Oh, shit.
And the headline says, "Watch, crazed Trump supporter stands outside Hillary's house demanding her immediate arrest."
Oh, my God. Is this Coach Dave?
This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer really losing his fucking mind.
Last clip we played of him was fucking nuts, too.
He's been spiraling out of control. I mean, we paid attention to him a little bit, but it was more the Jesus-y kind of stuff. But he's really gone full Trumpian, batshit loony, QAnon almost kind of shit.
Does he believe in QAnon?
I'm sure he does.
God, he's a piece of shit, though.
So here he
is. God, poor Hillary's got Coach Dave outside her fucking house.
Coach Dave, allegedly, he says he drove how many hours to get here, to get to her house? Drove 8 hours.
Oh, big deal, Coach Dave.
He explained to viewers he drove 8 hours to Clinton's house to inspire people to take to the streets. What? He does know she didn't win, right?
What?
He does know she didn't win.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Do
she
these
did
people
not
know that,
win.
That Hillary is like a completely private citizen now?
Yes,
she holds no office. She didn't win anything.
I mean, is there an investigation on her? Are we expecting charges to drop? Will there be indictments involving her?
If Lindsay gets his way,
I mean,
they're going to be looking into how they're going to look into how the FBI handled the email situation. And then definition, if they think that the FBI cheated in Hillary's favor, then they'd have to reopen. And Benghazi, too.
Am I not allowed to engage in some whataboutism here? I mean, really?
Why not?
What about Donald Trump? Oh, my God.
Right.
What about all that other shit, you dickheads?
They're real concerned about the rule of law.
Oh, my God. There's nothing
to do with Trump.
Listen, if there was something about her emails that should land her in jail, we would have heard about it.
Oh,
there would have been indictments.
Yes.
Something would have happened.
Yeah.
They would have done something.
Tried really, really hard for a long time. Jason Chaffetz before him, remember? They both tried really, really, really hard to try to get her, and they got fuck all.
They didn't have anything.
After 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
Literally of hearings.
Yeah, I mean.
On Benghazi.
How long has the Mueller probe gone on?
Two?
2 years. 2 years, and has yielded a lot more.
30-something indictments.
More than. But,
several guilty pleas.
Can we just be clear? Just be clear to the idiots that might be listening. It's yielded more than the Benghazi investigation, right? More
Which
than the
yielded,
emails investigation.
Well, that wouldn't be hard.
Okay.
Because the Benghazi investigation yielded utterly nothing.
But that's clear, right? Everybody understands that. There's something up with the Mueller probe. There's evidence there of bad shit. This Benghazi hearing, the fucking emails, there's nothing. Right?
Right. And I mean, there should have been inquiries into what happened. How did our embassy area get attacked?
Yes.
Why wasn't there more defense for them there? Why was the nearest defense hours away? All those questions were
right.
The correct thing to ask.
Yes.
Not we're going to keep digging until we can blame Hillary, until we've got an email from Hillary saying fuck them. And they literally lied.
Right.
Saying that Hillary and or Obama ordered a stand down, and they still say that, and it's a lie. 100% counterfactual. No one was ordered to stand down.
But I mean, listen, don't make fun of me, but I did see the movie. I did see the movie. And you know
who produced that movie?
Michael Bay.
And they had dogs in the fight.
Yes, yes, they did. I saw that. Did you see it?
No.
I saw that movie at I watched it from 2 a.m. to 5.
Well, and what did that movie say? That
well,
Hillary personally called off all of the air support.
Well, I mean, the Not ambassador. Accurate. Wait, who was it? The ambassador?
Stevens, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. He was in this palace that did not have enough fortifications.
Right.
And the shit hit the fan and, you know. The palace got overran.
Yes.
It was horrible, man.
Yes.
It was scary. They set the place on fucking fire.
Yeah.
And they killed a guy.
Yes. And Obama was in a black helicopter above pouring kerosene on the mansion. Where does Obama or Hillary?
Well,
where
do that's in the special features of the Michael Bay movie.
Here's Dave Dobenmeyer, who, you know, I guess he's on public property. I don't think he goes on their property, but he should be ashamed of himself. Going to the Clinton compound.
I mean, this guy harasses women getting health care. He should be ashamed of himself for that shit, dude.
This is Bill and Hillary. This is the greatest crime scene. One of the greatest crime scenes in American history right here, folks. 15 Old House Lane. The home of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I'm sure we're on cameras. I'm sure the FBI's probably been following me all day.
I don't think so.
I don't know, Dave.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Did they expect him to end up at Bill and Hillary's house?
And here's what I think, folks. What would it be like if we had 1,000 people out here petitioning the government to do its job and come and arrest Hillary Clinton?
For
what? I want you again to see the greatest crime scene.
For what?
For Pizzagate.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Pizzagate.
Oh, yeah, selling all of our uranium to the Russians.
I mean, that to me is the point. Like, if there was something... Like, we just said this, Coach Dave. You fucking idiot. There was something to arrest Hillary Clinton for, she would be arrested. She would be in jail, wouldn't she?
Well, but now they're saying that, you know, the whole FBI is under Hillary's labia.
Is that the point of him standing outside her fucking house like a stalker?
Well, if there's 1,000 people out here demanding, well, you know, then there'd probably be arrests.
Yeah.
For unlawful assembly.
And Coach Dave, it's creepy to stand in front of somebody's house. She's not president.
Again, to see the greatest crime scene in American history. Say, Coach, why'd you do what you did today? Why'd you drive 8 hours out here today and then you go turn around and drive 8 hours back home? Because I'm telling you, if we do not come out into the streets.
Oh, God.
And this is perfect example of your power. One asshole in a baseball cap with a red cross on it standing outside a... You know, pretty significantly fortified compound with Secret Service agents hanging around.
Wait a second.
He's standing on the street.
Is he by himself?
Yeah, he's by himself.
Where's everybody else?
Exactly.
He's Coach Dave. Doesn't he have
tens of followers?
Right. Where's all your homies, dickhead?
Demonstrate that we are against this ungodly secret government that's going on. If we do not push, if Christians do not arise up and come out, I put a challenge out to Oath Keepers. I put a challenge out to all the patriot groups out there.
These are the armed guys.
Oh, yeah.
I put a challenge out to the Oath Keepers. You know, the guys with the guns.
You know, these militias, aren't they the creepiest fucking shit in the world? I mean, God damn.
Out to Oath Keepers. I put a challenge out to all the patriot groups out there. Let's get organized and let's let the American people and President Donald Trump know that we're not going to put up with this.
Aren't you guys organized, ready? And what do you mean?
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Exactly. What do you mean? Okay, you're organized. What does that mean?
I mean, I know they all have guns.
And why the Oath Keepers?
Right.
So why are you organizing... your waddlers playing soldier on the weekends with guns. Why are you organizing them, Dave? What are you saying, Dave? Are you going to attack Hillary Clinton's compound?
I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, those militia people are out doing some fucked up shit.
Oh, yeah, I got a story
about
that guy.
Apprehending children at the fucking border. I mean, what? Who do they think they are?
Then apparently, when he got back to Dave's studios or whatever the fuck you call it,
yes, his studio. Oh,
which
right,
I believe his basement with a green screen hanging.
Yes, nothing wrong with that.
Here's him talking about why he did what he did.
Boo.
And I went out and rented a car, drove out 8 hours out, was on the ground for about 30 minutes, and drove 8 hours back.
Okay.
You're dumb as shit.
Then you're dumb as fuck, right?
He rented a car. He rented a car for this, and he stayed for... That is a long time, though. If you get out of your car in front of somebody's house that... I mean, he doesn't know Hillary Clinton. Does Hillary Clinton know Dave Dobemeyer exists?
Fuck no.
She might, dude.
No.
But how do you stand out on the street in front of someone's house for a half hour? Why didn't the Secret Service check him out or see what was up with him?
We have people out there all the time taking pictures of the gates.
Your house?
Or whatever.
What's wrong with people? I don't want a picture. Do you want a picture of Hillary's house? Do you give a fuck? I don't care.
But here's what I said to Vic. This is the life lesson I want all of you to get.
Oh, okay.
The Lord wants your obedience.
This is his pause, by the way. I'm not pausing it.
What is that pause about? Like
he's scratching his eyes, so maybe he caught something up in New York.
I got pink eye. The Lord wants your
obedience. It's not about fruit.
What?
The fruit is not my responsibility.
Okay.
The Lord told me to do it.
I'm not responsible for the fucking grapes.
I don't know what he's talking
about. The fruit.
What fruit is he talking
you
about?
You heard him. The fruit is not his responsibility. I'm not in charge of that pineapple, bitch.
I mean, I'll see.
Fuck
that.
Your bananas.
I'll see that point to him, but I don't understand what he's talking about.
The fruit is not my responsibility.
Well, you know, I don't.
I get it.
I understand the vegetables aren't mine.
I don't fuck with coconuts.
I get it.
Right.
The fruit is not my responsibility. The Lord told me to do it.
Oh, boy.
If somebody's out there laughing and say, you don't even know what that means. I know you don't even know what that means. I know that the Holy Spirit told me that I was to do what I did yesterday.
You're mentally ill.
So you're listening to voices in your head is what you're telling us. So I don't know what they call it up in Ohio. In California, it's a 5150.
They call it Looneyville, USA.
Here it's a
Baker Act.
Baker Act in Florida. Which means they can, you know, get the giant butterfly net and snatch and grab you and put you away for your own safety and ours.
Snatch.
Listening to voices in his head.
Hey, one second. What again? I don't believe in anything out there in the sky, and I try not to listen to voices in my head. And I'm the weird one.
You have voices
I don't. I mean, I'm the weird one. I don't believe in any of this bullshit. But I need a name. I need to be labeled atheist.
Yeah.
Suck my dick. You need a name.
So you don't even know what that means. I know you don't even know what that means. I know that the Holy Spirit told me that I was to do what I did yesterday. And I put it off for 2 weeks. And the Lord is proud of me today. You know why? Because the scripture says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Faithful.
Thanks, okay. Dave.
Congratulations. Thanks, Dave. You did good for God, who isn't any more real than Santa Claus. I mean, he's a child.
It's really, it seems to be a lot of that going on in the conservative world. A lot of this petty childishness, this toddler behavior from what is supposed to be adults.
He drove 8 hours each way.
He did.
I mean, who cares? Oh, it's so stupid.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. Why not tweet her, you dickhead? Why don't send her a tweet instead of standing outside her fucking compound? Dave, she might not know you were even there. She might not have known that you even showed up, Dave.
She doesn't know he showed up.
She doesn't know.
What did that accomplish for his 18 viewers on Past Assault Live that he was... He drove eight hours, rented a car, drove 16 hours, spent a half hour on his cell phone.
Yes.
In front of the Clinton house.
Did he do a meetup group there? Did he at least record a fucking show, loser?
Yeah, maybe he found a women's healthcare clinic to harass people at up
Is he
there.
Still doing Past Assault?
Sure, every day.
Coach every Dave Live. Fucking day?
Coach Dave Live.
Every day.
Well, yeah, like we do.
Jeez. Hey, Right Wing Watch, send him a fruit basket. I mean, I know fruit isn't his responsibility, but geez, he makes a lot of content for you.
Yeah, I still don't. Maybe there was something earlier in the convo was saying about fruit. I don't know what the fuck he's talking
that's
about.
That's some biblical shit. Like the fruit, what I gained from this, I don't know. I think some of these people that believe in this wacko shit in the sky... I think sometimes when they talk about it, they just start rattling off bullshit they've heard, and it doesn't make sense. Like, the fruit's not my responsibility. Whatever that means. They've heard it a million times somewhere. It doesn't matter.
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
Also, we found out yesterday in that conference call or whatever that she kind of reiterated that she doesn't think it would be it's time yet.
Yes.
To impeach Trumpster.
Right. What are you waiting on, Nancy?
But at some point, I guess she just did an interview at that same thing that Jared's at, the Time 100.
Did she look at the Mueller report? Did she see it?
I probably, yeah.
Okay.
She said just a few minutes ago, she called Trump an existential threat to America.
Yeah.
And
to the fucking planet.
At one point said Democrats may have no choice but to proceed to impeachment.
Right.
If that's where the facts lead. So she's again saying, let's keep going. Let's keep, let's get Mueller in, et cetera,
et cetera. It seems to me you have to do it because the question becomes impossible to answer. Why aren't you doing it then?
Right.
What would you say? I don't know. We're hoping to not turn him into a martyr for the next election. You know?
And, it's going to be interesting to see what happened because now the White House is just outwardly saying fuck you to even subpoenas. House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, they sent a subpoena to that Carl Klein guy. He's the dude that Trump put in charge of the security clearances. He's the guy that overrode the criminals are the Trumps. He's the guy that overrode the career security officials.
Right, right.
Who said, holy shit, you can't give Kushner security clearance because of all of his conflicts.
Right.
Holy shit, you can't give. What did we learn? 25 other people?
A lot of people.
That whistleblower?
Yes.
That, I think it was 25. 25 that she knew of that were turned down. That this guy, Carl Klein, then said, no, no, fuck it, give it to him anyway.
I mean, because people get turned down for a security clearance because...
For reasons.
Yes, because they would become a vulnerability for us, right?
They could very well be compromised.
I mean, because, correct me if I'm wrong, before Jared Kushner was in government, he was a slumlord.
Still is.
Still is, and he owes... fuck tons of money, right? Just fuck tons.
Sure. That's how rich people roll.
Yes.
And they don't have to pay it back. Unlike somebody who's got a mortgage on their $35,000 house.
Why doesn't he have to pay it back?
Because they're rich.
Nobody's going to come to his door and say, hey.
They file bankruptcies like Don did four times. Yeah. So he didn't have to pay his bills.
But they aren't even doing it. Some people in a fucking office are doing it for them.
And how did their day-to-day lives change? Do they have to sell any of their mansions? Nope. Do they have to sell any of their boats? Nope.
Did anybody think that voted for Donald Trump, did you think that maybe you vote for a guy that would be out of touch with just being a human being? Living? I mean, really?
No, they're fleeced by the champagne wishes, caviar dreams bullshit.
God, we're gross. America is so fucking gross.
They're pretending that if you work hard, you could be someone like them. And that is not the case. Show me the evidence. I know a lot of people that work really fucking hard and barely get by. So
They don't want to pay a state tax, right?
Which is ridiculous. Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's
just for rich people. Let them pay it. Who gives a fuck?
So they sent a... maybe they didn't actually send a subpoena, or maybe they did. But they must have. So they sent a subpoena for this Klein guy, and the White House told Klein, tell him to fuck off. Decline the congressional subpoena.
Don't you get arrested if you don't show up?
So now, today, Elijah Cummings said that he will be scheduling a vote to hold Klein in contempt of Congress.
And then he gets picked up, right?
He could get picked up by marshals. The White House and Mr. Klein now stand in open defiance of a duly authorized congressional subpoena, with no assertion of any privilege of any kind by President Trump. Based on these actions, it appears the president believes the Constitution does not apply to his White House.
Good God. So this is how he's going to do everything. It's not going to go.
Elijah Cummings subpoenaed Klein to testify about how Kushner was granted security clearance despite being flagged by multiple national security experts for being at risk of compromise by foreign powers due to his complex international finances.
Oh my God.
It's called shady.
But they're all Trump's shady too, right? Ivanka's shady. Everybody's shady in this White House.
Elijah Cummings is saying he's going to be, if this guy doesn't show up forthwith, he's going to be holding a vote to hold him in contempt.
No shit.
Guess who's in charge of the House?
Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats.
And if they need the full House to vote on contempt, they're going to get it.
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting to see how many of the Republican whore bags, I'm sure most of them won't vote for it.
But what do they do once they pick, let's say they pick this guy up for contempt. They bring him back in to what? Answer questions? Or is he just in jail for contempt?
Until he agrees to show up
and answer questions. Right.
They can't bring him in chains and
make him talk.
Him with a cattle prod, yeah.
Trump's like, why not? That's dramatic.
So yeah, and this is the way they're rolling. He's suing Congress civilly to try to get them to stop trying to get his finances. He's suing his accounting firm that does his taxes to try to prevent them from following a duly legal subpoena from the Congress.
Right.
And it's just, there's no way it can go well with them, because unless you talk about activist judges, unless there's some real activist judges out there who will openly defy the law, because the law is clear. The law is not ambiguous all this shit.
I mean, it shouldn't be a big deliberation, right?
So it's going to take judges saying, well, fuck the law. Trump doesn't have, it doesn't apply to Trump. I mean, that's literally what they're going to have to say.
It's going to come down to that.
I mean,
that's crazy.
We shall see.
Holy fuck.
The Mueller report. Did you see this? By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
If you want to buy a printed version of the Mueller report.
Right. Can you buy it there?
Well, that's the story here. Mueller report book editions shoot to the top of the bestseller lists at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
How much are they?
That's a good sign.
Wow. But isn't it a book mainly of just black lines?
Well, it's partially redacted.
Yes.
Redacted 448-page report is available for free as a PDF.
Yes.
But right now, there are people who are making money by printing it out and putting it in a book form.
Oh,
$9.20 for the paperback. As a pre-order, it said.
That's not bad.
Coming out in a couple of days.
Wow. Do you want one or?
No.
Your birthday's coming up.
No.
Do you want the Mueller report?
I've read a lot of it already.
Right.
In the top spot is a version from Skyhorse Publishing, which clocks in at 640 pages.
Oh, shit.
The number two spot is from the Washington Post printed version. So the first couple of spots in the bestseller list in some of these places are the actual Mueller reports. So
how much for
that's a good sign.
Okay. How much for an unredacted copy?
Well, it's, you know, a Supreme Court decision apparently is what it's going to take.
Okay.
So there you go. I guess that's good news.
Yeah, man.
We want people to be informed.
And we want people to be interested in it. You know, it's historical, right? It's crazy to not know what's going on right now.
And there's no way you can read it and not come away with Trump as a big fucking crook who deserves to be impeached.
I mean,
there's utterly no way you can read that.
Read fear.
Any other way.
Read fear and not feel
fear.
A lot of it is
substantiated.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to say, you know, Trump's a lot of it, especially when it comes to obstruction.
Right.
He did order Don McGahn to try from Beauregard Sessions to then fire
and
to get
McGahn
rid of
even
Mueller.
Said this is weird shit, right?
Crazy shit. He wants me to do some crazy shit. I will resign.
Oh, that's funny.
It's our president.
Who's testifying next week? Who are we hearing from, or this week, or whatever, to Congress? Is it Mueller? Don McGahn?
No, within the next month, I know we're probably getting Mueller. They want McGahn, although there's another report out today that I just saw that Trump wants to order McGahn to defy any subpoena also.
Why?
Which I don't know if he will. I don't think Trump has any authority over McGahn anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And does the Does McGahn want to go to jail for Donald Trump?
Well, no. I think his people have already said the Mueller report is an accurate portrayal of what he said.
He thinks that it's crazy to me that he thinks there are people in his circle loyal enough that they will go to jail for him.
Well, that's how those dictators roll.
I mean, maybe Roger Stone, right? Maybe Roger Stone goes to jail. If he has a...
I don't think if Roger was really going to jail that... I don't think any of these scumbags would take a bullet for the president.
No.
Or, you know, figuratively.
Not even Roger?
Going to, no. No.
Yeah. It's that wardrobe of his. You know, he likes nice things. I don't know. He doesn't want to go to jail.
It said, well, so the question is, will the White House lawyers block Don McGahn from testifying? I don't know how they can. It says they may try to exert executive privilege.
Okay.
But they can't. I don't know. He can tell them to fuck off.
Right. Fuck, yeah.
Fuck off. What are you going to do to me?
I mean, you going to drag me in there? I mean,
right.
I mean, Don McGahn probably wants to tell a story, right?
He did.
Maybe.
For 30 hours to Mueller.
And the only reason Don McGahn gets called into the House is because they want to know what exactly he said, right? Because part of it's redacted.
And they want to hear it from him and get, you know, because we read it in the Mueller reports. They want to get him out in the public, out on record, answering the questions so that we can play it on our show.
Right, right.
And they can play it on the news and say, look, this is the guy who said Trump ordered him to obstruct justice. And he was like, right. That's crazy shit. I quit.
When is Omarosa testifying?
I don't know if she... I thought they had... somebody asked her that question, but she didn't really have any power. Yeah. So, you know, he wouldn't... There's no way he would ask her to do anything illegal because... She didn't do anything. So
she's going to run for office as a Republican
in
some capacity. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
She's very Jesus-y.
Yes. Do you hear the people sing? God,
I
really?
Could be wrong, yeah.
Damn. Right. Get your pitchforks.
We're just... we're
getting fucked.
Gearing up for battle, but... really, I think Trump's trying to gamble on his corrupt, tainted judiciary choices and hope that they'll defy the law and allow him to break the law.
Not a bad gamble. Ask George Bush. That's not a bad gamble.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy, but that guy that said that approved all the security clearances that shouldn't have
Klein.
Been. Do you think Trump contacted him and say, hey, if you defy the subpoena and you go to jail, I'll pay all your legal bills or some shit like that, or I'll pardon you?
I'll pardon you.
What are the chances he said that?
Not zero.
Yeah.
Definitely not zero.
And that's illegal. Is that illegal?
That's obstruction.
Yeah, that seems untoward.
That's obstruction right
untoward.
There.
Right.
And of course he's still doing it. And even in the part one of the Mueller report, where there's no collusion, but they detail a lot of these relationships that all these Trump people had with a gazillion Russians that for some reason, even though they did nothing wrong, they all lied about.
Right.
Multiple times to cover up all these dealings with the Russians, that there was nothing wrong with them having dealings with. I forgot my point, but they,
why did Mike Flynn lie?
Well, right. Why all the lies? And, the Russian contacts, oh, that's my point, may still be going. They've done nothing.
We don't know what's happening, right?
There's nothing that has done, there's no task force that should have been created to fight the Russians and their attack. Every intelligence agency and the Department of Defense have described what the Russians did as an attack on our election.
But how do we fight it? If our president is saying it's a witch hunt and it's bullshit, you can't, how are you supposed to do anything?
Exactly.
That's why you got to impeach him.
And
I
then
think.
You got Vichy Republicans who are keeping their mouths shut at best.
Well, Mike Pence pardoned Donald Trump.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They would try that, you know, to heal the country.
Oh, yes.
To heal the country.
Oh, my God.
And what could we, there's not a hell of a lot we could do about it. Trump resigns, let's say. And then we've got Mother's Husband for a year and a half.
Right.
And he instantly pardons everybody Trump. Meanwhile, that's not going to do fuck all for the SDNY or the the DC prosecutors who have separate cases. And we learned, we still don't know, what is it, a dozen or 14, something like that, in the Mueller report, sealed investigations
that
are still going
on.
And some of them counterintelligence, which means they're still looking for spies.
If Pence pardons everybody, how the fuck does he get elected? How does he win an election?
They probably know they won't.
He won't pardon people.
So he'll just pardon. Well, yeah.
Right.
Because at that point, he'll probably know he won't win.
Yes.
And so why not?
Right.
Why not pardon everybody? All the crooks.
Yeah. Well,
pardon all my friends.
I'll tell you why. Well, okay. I'll tell you why. And don't laugh at me. He's a man of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
His morality.
That's why he looks like he's going to hump the back of Trump's head all the time.
Oh, yes. God. Mike, quit humping my head. God damn.
It's also, let's see. One of the Fox hosts called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a mindless moron.
Yes. Gosh. I mean, that's what is that? Nuanced? I mean, a this mindless
that,
moron.
This is that Pete Hegseth, which they've got him filling in the stupid chair. Brian Kilmeade's stupid chair on Fox and Fiends.
Yes.
So it's Ducey, Ainsley, Pete Hegseth. And he's really, really just a dickwart of a person.
Ooh, that's nice.
He's usually the B team. He's usually the weekend, I think, Fox and Friends guy.
Okay.
And to prove or to show you just what a Trump whore he is, wasn't his name floated for communications director or something?
Oh yeah, dude.
I thought there were murmurs about Pete Hegseth being hired something.
But they're draining the swamp too.
So they played a clip. Oh boy. Listen to the top of this. God, these people are loathsome. This is Fox and Friends in the fucking morning.
All right. Meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday it was revealed.
Oh, he's like, Hegseth goes, oh, yes.
God.
Deuces, let's talk a little bit about Alexandria.
Well, it's the 24-hour AOC station, right? That's all they fucking talk
Ocasio-Cortez,
about.
Oh, yes. Yesterday it was revealed Netflix put out a video trailer of an upcoming film they put together of four women who ran for Congress, and she obviously won. She was also talking about the Veterans Administration. It'll be great to have Pete's point of view because he's been so vocal about this for years.
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe they talked about him for the VA.
Oh, my God.
At one point.
Well, I mean, anybody's better than who was it? We talked about it. We said it yesterday. The Alaska chick. What's her name?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Oh, I forgot her name. That's nice, isn't
it?
That's
good. So this goes on, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does an excellent job of naming one of the problems is the ongoing desperation for the scumbag Republican conservative greedster fuckwittles,
yes,
to privatize the VA healthcare,
right,
privatize everything, so that they can make money off it and steal from us more.
I mean, that's the whole point of the GOP, though. All they want to do is privatize everything.
So Alexandria AOC said, all I can think of is that classic refrain that my parents always taught me growing up, which is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I mean, exactly. The opening approach is that we've seen it when it comes to privatization. The idea that this thing isn't broken, this thing that provides some of the highest quality care to our veterans, somehow needs to be fixed, optimized, tinkered with until we don't even recognize it anymore. So she's calling out the conservatives
to
stop fucking with things to try to destroy them so that they can then point to it and say, look, it's destroyed. How bad it is. We need to privatize
it. That is crazy, dude. That's like if you say you wanted to fix your car, but instead of fixing your car, you got a sledgehammer and you beat the living shit out of it. And then you bought a new car.
And you said, look, I have to buy a new car now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
After I just took a sledgehammer to it.
God, it's like, what's their definition of fix?
So then Hegseth gets all pissed off because, you know, his little dick chubs up
shit.
Over the thought of privatizing everything.
Yes, I love that.
People are going to make money off of sick veterans? Well, me there.
Oh, it's going to run more efficiently and smoothly, right?
Right.
Because we're just going to self-regulate the fuck out of everything.
You don't need that cancer medication.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're charging more.
How much does your family like you anyway?
Prepare to get fucked.
And then he goes on this long, I'm not going to make anybody listen. He goes on this long rant about government inefficiency.
Yes. Because
we all know that corporations are the most efficient things on the planet. No waste, no corruption there.
Shut the fuck up.
He says, this is a system that, because it's run by the government and bureaucracy, is fundamentally broken. No, that's just not true.
Doesn't the VA have the biggest budget?
It's got a pretty big one, yeah.
Yeah,
it should.
Right.
He said, they deserve the best care, but let's get them the best care if they live next to it. Doesn't have to be a government-run facility. She's a moron. I'm going to say it. No, especially on this issue. She's a mindless moron who knows nothing of this topic. Goes in front of government union groups and says, if it's not broken, don't fix it. She doesn't know what she's talking about, he says.
God damn, so condescending. A lot of this anti-AOC shit on Fox,
yeah,
it's sexism.
And then Ducey says,
honestly.
Ducey says, well, that's harsh.
Good one, and Deuce.
Hegseth says, it is harsh.
Ooh, yes. Let me start jacking off.
They're so terrified
of
her.
Oh, my God.
Because she represents what the people want.
Did Trump blow you guys this morning or something? Does he send them a fruit basket? Did he promote the show on his Twitter?
My atheism really fails me when it comes to Rupert Murdoch, because nobody deserves to roast
absolutely
in an eternal fire.
How is he so healthy?
Than a Rupert Murdoch. No one has done more evil during my lifetime. I would, make arguments with me.
I can't.
Someone who has done more damage by swaying the fundamental policies and societies on three different continents with his propaganda and misinformation.
I mean, all you have to do is look at one of those Trump rallies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
that's a Fox
terrifying
creation.
It's a terrifying snapshot of America.
Talk to Australian liberals about what he's done down there.
Fucked everything up.
Yeah. And, you know, thanks Brexit. The sun was out there every fucking day. Brexit, 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 Brexit. Immigration, immigration. Oh, my God. Oh, dear Lord. There's brown people coming. They are going to sully us.
You know what? I don't understand. What is the point with some of these wackos? Why do they want to destabilize the planet?
You mean like Putin?
Yeah. And like how Brexit would, right?
Well, that falls into Putin's destroy Western democracy in general.
Yeah.
So anywhere he can put a stick in the spokes of anything.
Yes.
Makes him happy. So, and he definitely wants the EU to break up. He wants to gobble up a bunch of those former Soviet countries.
Yeah, man. He wants to start the Cold War over again, right?
So, he wants NATO to break up. He wants. And he put the right president in for that.
Oh, absolutely.
And
dude,
he wants the EU to break up.
Yes.
So he loves it. If the Brexit happens, it'll create chaos, especially if it.
But why
if they
does
do
Trump
a,
love it?
If they do a no deal Brexit and they blow up their whole economy because they don't know what the fuck to do. All of a sudden a wall's going up between Northern Ireland and the Republic.
Trump loves it because he's dumb.
He loves Brexit.
He loves because destabilizing
Putin,
the planet.
Because Putin told him to love Brexit.
Okay. Just, you know, it's tough because there's no answers with this Trump, right? All it is he's either mentally ill or he's racist. Those two things. That's it.
Or both.
Yeah, because
you don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Right.
I've got, here's one that'll make you love the administration even
Yay.
More. And this one has me shaking my fucking head.
Right.
The United States is threatening to veto a United Nations resolution.
Oh, God.
On combating the use of rape as a weapon of war.
What? Hold on. God, come on. What?
Because it includes language on victim support for family planning clinics.
Yes. Oh, my God. Holy fuck.
So the point is how women get raped in war. They're trying to universally condemn that.
Okay.
And the United States might say no because it might say something like, if you're raped, you should have access to a women's health care clinic where you can get an abortion.
God damn it, guys. Can someone just imagine what it would be like to be in Yemen? I don't know what's going on over there. I'm sure it's hell, right? Horrible.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. You get raped over there. Does no one give a shit? Does no one give a shit? Why would they not want to pass this?
The draft resolution has already been stripped of one of the most important elements, the establishment of a formal mechanism to monitor and report atrocities because of opposition from the U.S., Russia, and China, who oppose creating a new monitoring body. But even as the formal monitoring mechanism, this is from The Guardian, by the way.
Right.
Even as the formal monitoring mechanism was stripped down from the resolution, the U.S. was still threatening to veto the watered-down version because it includes language on victim support from family planning clinics.
Damn.
In recent months, listen to this. In recent months, the Trump administration has taken a hard line, refusing to agree to any UN documents that refer to sexual or reproductive health on grounds that such language implies support for abortion.
God damn it. It's you're trying to support people who are sexually assaulted. This doesn't have anything to
and
do with that.
Who the fuck again are we to push our lunatic religion on the rest of the world?
I don't
fuck
know.
You and your religion bullshit that you're trying to now export to the rest of the world. We're not gonna say rape and war is bad and try to do things that we can protect women from the atrocity
God.
Of rape during war. Because, you know, that whore may go out and get an abortion after she's raped and the Lord blesses her with a baby.
Are there fucking evangelicals over here that support this?
Yes,
come the
course.
Fuck on. That
Him.
Is the craziest shit.
Well, the Trump administration.
So if well, you're raped in some horrible conflict, these people think, oh, no abortion for you. Have the baby. Have the fucking baby.
Our vice president.
Yeah, that's true.
Believes that.
God, that's disgusting.
And our president pretends to believe that as long as it wasn't his load.
Oh, shit.
If it was his load, then he'll write a check.
I mean, he's
get
paid
by
for an abortion,
meal.
Right?
Yeah.
He's paid for an abortion.
Hence the writing a check.
Yes.
The UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence said, we're not even sure we're having the resolution tomorrow because of the threats of the veto from the United States. They may not even have the vote because the U.S. has one of the big dicks that can vote down everything.
Holy shit. How sad.
It said they usually... when they have disagreements, they often fall back on previously agreed upon text. But the U.S. has already made it clear that they no longer accept the language from 2013 when that Negro was president.
Oh my God.
And agreed
God.
To all that stuff.
Is this more about Obama? Is this about Obama being
I'm sure
black?
That's a lot of it.
Oh Trump, my God.
Anything Obama did, he wants 180 right. degrees undone, no matter whether it was good or not.
Yes.
He wants it gone.
And also, these Republican loads hate women. They just hate women. I don't know what to tell you. They must hate women.
She said, this is the Pramila Patton, the UN special rep on sexual violence.
Yes.
She said, they're threatening to use their veto over this alleged agreed language on comprehensive health care services, including sexual and reproductive health.
Okay.
The language is being maintained for the time being. We'll see over the next 24 hours how it evolves. It will be a huge contradiction that you were talking about a survivor-centered approach. You do not have language on sexual and reproductive health care services, which for me is most critical, she says.
That's crazy. She's right. This should be survivor-centered support.
Yes. And here's the, you want to hear the offending? Be ready to be offended, Ryan.
Okay.
Be ready to have Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Send a lightning bolt down when I read this.
God damn it, God. What the fuck is your problem?
The clause, quote, urges United Nations entities and donors to provide non-discriminatory and comprehensive health services, including sexual and reproductive health,
okay.
psychosocial, legal, and livelihood support, and other multi-sectoral services for survivors of sexual violence, taking into account the specific needs of persons with disabilities.
Is there anything in there about shellfish or wearing a blended fabric?
Not yet. We're working on it.
Good God.
Including, so they don't want the including sexual and reproductive yes. health part.
You know, when
because
you,
that means that those women are going to go get abortions.
Now, listen, you know, when you say that you're fine with religion, just keep it out of my yard.
Well, this is in the yard.
Good Lord.
This is an obvious incursion.
But this is crazy.
Into your yard.
This is like, it's kind of, it sounds dumb, but it's kind of hard to understand because it doesn't make any sense.
Because by saying that that all of the UN countries signing on to this should provide these services for victims that need it.
Right.
If you include reproductive and sexual health services, that means that those evil, nasty sluts
yes.
who should have kept their legs closed while right. they were being raped should go out and keep that baby and should be forced to have that rapist child.
Hey, evangelicals, if you're listening to this fucking show, do you ever consider to just leave it alone? Do you have to stick your dumbass, pious fucking Jesus nose into everything?
No, they rent a car and drive 8 hours to Hillary
that's
Clinton's.
Right. That's right.
To shoot a half hour of selfies and then
this,
leave.
This religious shit.
He really showed her, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeez. This is stupid. You know,
do you want to drive to Mitch McConnell's place in Kentucky? And
no, I don't.
And we could do 10 or 15 outside the.
Oh, sure.
We could do a stand up. We could tape it.
Mitch McConnell's place.
Yeah, McConnell's place.
Come here, boy. Let me shoot you.
Maybe
weird Pentecostals running around with their fucking rattlesnakes. No, thanks.
Maybe the
God, this religion.
Maybe the transportation secretary will come out
yes.
and say hi.
Oh, Elaine, how do you fuck that guy? I've always wondered.
So there you go. That's what's going on. Congratulations, America.
Boy, that will be the craziest story we will do today.
And then
that's stupid.
And then one of his tweets in his tweet storm again today was America's more respected than ever. Show me, show me. Okay. In Russia
yeah.
and in Israel.
Right.
Show me another country.
God.
Where America is more respected because right. of Trump.
In North Korea.
Literally, as we're speaking, Twitter says now.
Just now?
He tweeted. You mean the stock market hit an all-time record high today, and they're actually talking impeachment?
Oh, God.
Will I ever be given credit for anything by the fake news media or radical liberal Dems? No collusion.
You little bitch. You little bitch victim.
What an embarrassing.
You're a little victim. He is a snowflake.
Oh, yeah.
He is the quintessential fucking snowflake. Will I ever get credit for anything I've ever done?
I really want to get a Canadian passport or something. I'm just humiliated. He does to have travel credit anywhere in the world and admit I'm American with this
yeah
embarrassment.
Well,
of a leader.
Listen, he did get credit. His credit is in that Mueller report. That's what he did. He did all that shit in there.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's got credit for it.
I did all that.
Is this your boat?
Is this your boat?
The guy, listen, whatever. The motherfucker can't even go somewhere where people, they just had a storm. Everybody's hurting. You need something. All you need is your president to show up and not be a total bucket of shit.
Yeah.
That's it. He can't do it.
It appears that we'll be going to court for the taxes also.
Yay. Okay.
Trump's administration is not abiding Democratic requests for the tax returns under federal tax disclosure law, giving Congress the power to request copies of anyone's tax information.
Okay.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Ugh.
Let's not forget, I was reminded yesterday, I saw an article that Steve Mnuchin was known as the king of foreclosures.
Okay.
He headed up investment group, banking system that foreclosed on all kinds of people during the housing crisis.
So he made money off people losing their house.
Yeah, and that they had sold the subprime mortgages too.
You know what's really shitty is I read somewhere, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to get this whole thing right. There's some sort of bill they passed. There's something in that tax bill, some hidden little thing where it's like if you're investing in a lower income area, you get all kinds of tax breaks, and it's called, people are calling it gentrification on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Mnuchin's thing. Mnuchin, whatever.
Yeah.
He's Slytherin.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said his department, I'll provide a final answer by May 6th.
God, but, he's ugly.
He strongly suggests that that answer will be no.
What is wrong with his face? And I'm asking you seriously, because today I was reading something and his picture was in the article, and I'm looking at it and I'm like,
there's something going on there.
He's not human. It's a
very strange vibe.
It's like he's...
And the shoe polish black hair. I mean,
yeah.
You know, somebody's got to talk to these dudes about hair coloring.
I mean, yeah, but it's like he doesn't exist. It's there's nothing. He's dead. He's dead in the eyes. He has dead eyes.
Yeah, like Stephen Miller.
Ugh.
The Treasury Department will consult with the Justice Department.
Oh,
they're unbiased with William Barr.
Oh, yes.
Who his moves are stuck together with dried Trump cum.
Oh, sure. Wow. It must take a lot of that, though, because the moves of which you speak are
ample.
Big tracts of land.
Whatever.
Huge tracts of land.
That's good. Monty Python moment.
Right.
He said he'll be consulting with the Justice Department because, quote, of the serious constitutional questions raised by this request and the serious consequences that a resolution of those questions could have for taxpayer privacy.
Right. Just like Miami is slipping into the Gulf, his chin is like slipping into his neck.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's just an odd looking dude who's a fuckhead.
Well, you know, evil does that to you.
And the only reason I make fun of the guy's looks is because
he's
a piece of shit.
Cartoonishly evil.
Who
yeah.
gives a fuck? Eric Trump looks like a barracuda. He looks like barracuda face. I don't know what's wrong with him either.
The law is pretty unequivocal, giving no leeway for refusal. So now that means the administration is going to have to somehow explain to a federal judge that they should be allowed to break the law.
Well, yeah, here, I'll do it for him. Fuck you. That's why. That's what they'll say.
And they're claiming that, well, what about the privacy of normal Americans? What's to stop Congress from just politically picking anyone and going through their taxes?
Well, was there substantial evidence that you colluded with Russia to influence an election? Did Russia work on your behalf to get you elected? I mean, I don't know. Are you president?
Well, and we could have done
that. I mean,
are
you president?
We could have done that with Hillary, but oh, wait a second. We saw Hillary's taxes for the past 10 years.
She did it. She did it, Coach Dave. She showed her taxes, but your dickhead man baby hasn't. Why?
Right. Both the George Bush and Barack Obama administrations fought losing battles against congressional subpoenas, so this is not new with presidential
yes,
administrations trying
right,
to
right.
Say, hold the phone.
But this is about, are we talking about the, no, this is taxes. I got it confused with the guy who ignored all the security things, you know.
The court doesn't need to take a long time because there are a couple things Congress can do to speed up the process. It can sue expeditiously and ask the court to expedite proceedings.
Yes.
So they're saying, you know, it's going to be a long, slow roll for this court battle, but that's not necessarily the case.
Okay.
Mnuchin is saying that the head of the, I forget which committee. Neil is the, is it the, not judiciary.
I don't know.
I forget. But he, or maybe finance committee or something.
Right.
Mnuchin said that his request is illegal. Which it's just, it's not.
Yeah. And again, the Congress is the people. That is us, man. That's us.
It's an abuse of power, Mnuchin says. To jeopardize the tax returns for everybody.
Hey, it's not everybody. Are you president? Are you president?
And again, the point is obtaining tax returns is not the same as making them public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So wait, if they obtain them, but they're not public, and they find something fucked up in there, that some sort of evidence says he's up to shenanigans, that Trump is up to shenanigans with Russia, can they act on that information?
Sure, refer it.
I mean, to the Justice Department.
I would refer it to the states.
Why not?
SDNY.
Come on. Billy Barr wrote that summary. Now he doesn't have anything to do.
Trump is the first president in 40 years not to disclose a single year of tax information.
Yay.
The IRS routinely discloses private tax information to Congress, and Republicans used the law several times in recent years
during high-profile
investigations. So the Republicans requesting tax returns is A-O-fucking-K.
Yes, absolutely.
Because
MAGA. Because MAGA. That's all I can figure, dude. It's like the they're immune to hypocrisy, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, ludicrously.
They must think
that, laughingly.
Yes. They must think they're anointed by Jesus and they're on some weird fucking mission from God or some bullshit.
They don't care.
They're just craving.
Yeah.
They're getting paid. They don't give a fuck.
I don't believe many of these leaders believe in God.
Louis Gohmert
does. They claim to. Well, yeah, he's pretty ineffective and dumb. But I mean, yes. Like Mitch McConnell.
Oh, he didn't believe in.
And Trump shit. Any of these. Mnuchin? You think Mnuchin believes in God? Is
Trump.
Turning old ladies out of their apartments and their houses.
You know, we forgot what Trump said about the Bible when he was running, right? He was like,
makes a great movie.
2 Corinthians. what did he
say? Yeah. What's your favorite book of the, or I forget what he said. 2 Corinthians. Go into a bar.
It's like my favorite movie.
I think somebody gave him, like, it was in a speech, and instead of saying 2 Corinthians,
he just
24, he said 2 Corinthians.
He misread it.
Well, because he doesn't know how to talk about the Bible.
And you know what? Listen, honestly, especially the Baptists, these Christians, man, if you don't know, if you're in Sunday school and they're like, hey, look up John 3:5, what the fuck ever. And you don't know where that is in the Bible because it's not in alphabetical order. The books are just in whatever order it is. And I never knew. And I used to be embarrassed. And now
I think you should wear that as a badge of honor.
I don't give a fuck. What is that?
That is an endless live stream of death metal. Completely generated by artificial intelligence.
Oh, shit.
So you can tune into, there's a YouTube channel Relentless Doppelganger, it's called. Oh, and wow. It is a continuous live stream of artificially intelligent composing and spewing forth death metal.
So is it like a line of code or something?
A lot of lines of codes, yeah.
How does it decide what's it going
to play? Because it's artificially intelligent. It knows how to write, how to do chord progressions. It knows how to do all that.
Holy shit.
It's
no
like,
one see,
it's like doing improv for an endless stream.
Did no one see War Games with Matthew Broderick? And
well, and there's another, I don't know if I could find it, but I saw for my work.
Yes.
That there is a video game, some big video game, that they recently had, and it's for Dota 2.
Okay.
And they had AI now play against professional gamers.
Yes.
And the AI won 7,215 matches, only losing 42 to the humans.
Oh, my God.
Prepare to bow to our robot overlords.
We're fucked. But listen, I am so good at Tetris. AI ain't fucking with me. Fuck you. Oh, please. I'm so fast.
Relentless Doppelganger by AI. So there you go. The robots are taking over.
Hell yeah, baby.
Which would be fine as long as they don't kill us and shit. But
right.
But the Republicans want everybody to also slave away and toil.
Oh, yes.
Instead of the utopian future where people don't have to work.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we do that guaranteed minimum salary shit?
People don't have to work all the time and can do things enjoy and let the robots and everything make sure that
I can learn to play the lute.
Care of,
you know.
But no, you're a lazy taker.
Go paint something.
You have to be. You have to have a great work ethic.
Oh,
like,
shit!
Like the Trumps.
Oh yeah, look at my big dick.
And you know, get there on your own laurels.
Oh yes.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, Hump Day. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, Spotify, your favorite application.
That's right, Pat.
Don't forget, Ryan wants you to go to his Twitter, his Instagram, at Radar Comedy, find his comedy schedule.
Yes. Follow. Oh, shit. Are you done?
Or damn go it to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Fucked it up. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking vile.
Bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.